Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, irishtaxrebates.ie are the tax agent that you can trust. If you have paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's quite a high probability that you could be due a tax rebate. You may have paid too much tax, or there may be money due back to you. And that's where irishtaxrebates.ie come in. All you have to do is go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, and fill out their simple application form. And remember, if they don't get a rebate for you, you won't pay anything. So no rebate, no fee, but their fee is very reasonable. It is only 10% plus VAT in comparison to some tax agents that charge 30%, or we know of one case where one of our listeners unfortunately was scammed and ended up paying 40% to get a small tax rebate. Now, based on a study that Irish Tax Rebates have done, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. And a lot of our listeners have been in touch with us to tell us how easy the whole process was.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I've just claimed my tax back and my husband's back this week, so I wouldn't have even known about it if I haven't been listening to your show, so thanks for that. So let's hope we might get something we surprised for Christmas. I will let you know if we do or not. Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
Now, there you go. IrishTaxRebates.ie is the website address. Don't do a Google search. Just type in the address, IrishTaxRebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, Gavin has been in touch with us, and I want to let you know what Gavin had to say to us. And this is kind of a sort of follow-on to the recent podcast that we did about a protest outside a certain pub. Well, this is what Gavin wrote to us. I think this is as good a time as any for you to talk about this with everything going on with that McGregor tool about consent. I almost ended up in court over this, and it changed the way I look at these things. I met a girl in a certain club one night. She was over from London on a stag. And it says a stag. Anyway, I was drunk. So was she. I went up to her hotel room and we had sex. We both woke up the next day and she was very upset and angry and said she couldn't remember what happened and that I took advantage of her. She called her friend in from the next room and they wanted to call the police, but I talked to them and made them see sense. The point is, I would have been screwed. Ever since that night, I stopped having one-night stands with anyone with a drink on them, even a few glasses of wine. It's not right, because when I look back on that night, she could barely stand up, and neither could I. It's predator shit. I was the lucky one. And that is from a guy called Gavin. Now, I'm just curious what she was doing over here on a stag weekend. I assume he meant to say a hen weekend. But
I always get them mixed up as well. Here's the thing. I agree completely with him. And he is very lucky, because he could have ended up on the sex offenders register. What you did that night was morally wrong. That is the thing. And I see this so much, and I'm sure you have, Adrian, as well, gigging over the years, where you see men leaving clubs with women who are palatically drunk. The bottom line is here, and I don't even know where you could argue with this, you cannot consent to sex if you are drunk. Or, now, I can't speak for drugs because I don't know if drugs changes you. I've never taken drugs. But as regards alcohol, you cannot consent to sex. And when...
Okay, now if you're practically comatose, yeah, and you're literally... Like your woman you had sitting beside you a few weeks ago, who was absolutely palatically drunk, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
obviously she can't consent because she is so pathetically drunk. But where do you draw the line? How do you define when somebody is drunk? How do you define when somebody has had too much to consent?
When they're past the tipsy,
But what is that?
I'll explain why. This is very cut and dry as far as I'm concerned. The reason somebody can't consent when they have drink on them is because drink alters their perception of what is right and wrong. Okay, and I'll give you an example, an analogy here. Years ago, I was on a holiday with a group of friends, and I couldn't swim at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the nights, we were locked going back to the hotel, and we decided to get into the sea to have a swim. They coaxed mm-hmm. me into the sea to have a swim. Now, the point is, I would not have done that if I was stone cold sober, because I would know the dangers and I would be able to make an educated decision to say, I'm not getting into the sea to swim because I cannot swim and I'll drown. But when you are drunk, your sense of perception, your sense of what is right and what is wrong just completely goes out the door. And it is the same when it comes to sex. If you are drunk, we've all done stupid things, even down to, and again, you might think this is a stupid analogy, but there's some places that I've eaten in on a night out, yeah? Restaurants and places.
So you're going to compare sex to having a dodgy kebab?
No, what I'm saying is, yes, that it's all about decisions you make. There's places I've gone into drunk after a night out to eat, and the next day you drive by it and go, what was I thinking? Because your whole sense of...
It's a ridiculous analogy.
My question is,
I agree with you, and I think everybody agrees with you, that if somebody is practically comatose...
No, I'm not even comatose, drunk.
But define drunk. Like, do you have to take a breathalyzer out of your pocket to see how drunk somebody is? Well, and is it two times over the drink drive limit? Is it four times over the drink drive limit? How do you reach a point where you're no longer able to consent? That's the question that I'm asking.
Drunk is the word.
Yeah, but what is drunk?
We know what the word drunk is. No, we absolutely don't, Jeremy. We know what the word drunk is.
Okay, tell me what drunk is. Tell me what it is to be drunk.
Drunk is when after the last drink you have, when you stand up, you feel a bit... The room is spinning and stuff like that. It's you become less inhibited. I'm not going to lecture people on what being drunk is. You all know what being drunk
is. I don't think we do.
Okay, well, I'll make it more simple. If you were chatting up a girl in Copperface Jack's, or as he was in Club M, at 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah, the chances are is that they're drunk because they've been drinking all night. So am I wrong here?
So you should never get with somebody at the end of a night. If there's even the vaguest risk that they've had a few drinks.
Well, get with them and maybe have a kiss or whatever. But if you were going to... Have sex with each other, but be prepared for the consequences that she could wake up the next day and go, I don't remember what happened. Because if a woman wakes up the next day beside you, yeah, and the first thing out of her mouth is, I don't remember what happened the night before, then I'm sorry, you are a predator. Because you've...
Sandra has just messaged us to say, Jeremy is saying your judgment is impaired. What do you not get, Adrian? I don't get that.
Jeremy. He doesn't get it at all, Sandra.
No. What I don't get is where that line is.
The lift isn't going to the top floor.
Shut up for
a
second.
The lift is literally...
Obviously, if somebody is KO'd and literally palatic, yeah?
Yeah.
That's fine, but where do you draw that line? Is it, I will have sex with you if you can walk a straight line?
Sorry, drunk. Drunk is the word. Do we have to define
there
what drunk?
There is no definition for drunk, though. No, there isn't.
When you've had so much to drink that your perception is changed.
But how do you even define that? Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that I got in just a couple of minutes ago. Have a listen, if you will, please, to this from Darren.
Morally wrong, huh? No, I'll tell you what it is. She woke up and said, oh my God, I'm out there having sex with that ugly bastard. He raped me. I can guarantee you, if he was Brad Pitt and she woke up next to him the next morning, she wouldn't have batted an eyelid. She's dangerous, that woman. She should be locked up herself.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good, Good afternoon, Adrian. I'm Bubblehead. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. So, I think we're all in agreement that somebody who is absolutely comatose drunk cannot consent to sex because they can barely stand, they're that drunk. But where do you draw the line when it comes to the consent question? Obviously, no means no. There's no question about that. But this is a slightly different conversation. And the conversation is whether no or yes was said, if you've had a certain amount of drinks, you can't consent anyhow.
You can't because, and sorry, Jonathan, because I would not have gone for the swim that night, Adrian, had I been sober. I would not have said yes. But I
still don't understand the analogy you're even making there.
The analogy is...
You're stretching, Jeremy. You're reaching there.
No, yeah, big time.
Yeah, you're reaching.
No, I'm not. Look, because you take more risks.
Say, for example, the scenario you got there a minute ago, Jeremy, right? You have a few drinks and you go back. What if we wake up in the morning and I say she violated me?
Yeah, you can. You can say that.
But would it be the same? Would it be the same outcry? Or would it be the same justice system put in place? Or would I be laughed at?
So hang on. If you woke up the next day and you said, "This woman had sex with me and I didn't consent to it," would you be?
I don't remember. I thought she was bad. Whatever it is, I woke up. I felt violated the following morning. Two of us consented to it.
Yeah, sure.
But I woke up feeling all sorts of regret.
Yeah.
But would the justice system work the same way? I wonder.
Well, it would. Of course it would. You have a court that you could go to court. But the thing is, Jonathan, you're playing silly burgers here. The thing is,
no, he's not.
Well, no, he makes it fair for you.
No.
The thing is, very few men wake up the next day, I would imagine, and go, "Oh my God, I've been
violated."
I'd
say they do. Well, they look at the other side.
The story that showed me blokes waking up with women, they went, "Jesus Christ, what's that?" And trying to chew their arm off to go to bed rather than wake them.
Yes, I'm sure.
So look at.
That is different, by the way. Waking up beside a woman that you thought was gorgeous at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You wake up beside her and you think, "Oh shit, what's that? Oh, she took advantage of me." I'm going to go with that.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, that you believe that if you've had more than two glasses of wine, can't consent.
No, I wouldn't say two glasses. Half a bottle of wine, you're probably.
Well, that's two glasses, you fool.
Okay, well then, yeah. You're
for example, this one, Jeremy. Right, I'm sitting in the pub having a few drinks and I'm talking to some girl. She doesn't drink. Well, I've had 3 or 4 points. I'm not drunk, but I'm a bit tipsy. And we go back to the room. And again, the same thing happens. Can I wake up in the morning, cry foul? I was drinking. She wasn't. She took advantage of me.
But Jonathan, you're asking questions that we know the answer to. Can you press charges? Yes, you can, of course. If you feel that you've ever been violated by a woman, Jonathan, press charges.
But my question is, I don't think the justice system would take me nearly as seriously as they would a woman. There's double standards in the question.
Okay, Jeremy, let me ask you another question then. What if the two people are drunk?
Why are you asking me all the questions?
You're the one saying if you've had two glasses of wine, you can't consent to sex.
I'm saying if you're...
Which, by the way, is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Most people who go out for a meal at night will have two glasses of wine. They just share a bottle.
Yeah, but slightly
you're
different.
You're palatic.
It's slightly different when it's in a relationship situation as opposed to
I'm trying to point out two glasses of wine is shag all, and you think, "Oh no, you can't consent to sex." Don't be so ridiculous. Like, talk about being overdramatic.
Like I said in the message, you meet some girl online, you spoke well for the dinner, you have a couple of bottles of wine between the two of you over the course of the dinner, back up to the room. Now, you have alcohol in you. Is that consensual if nobody says no? But they're drunk.
But this is the argument, you see, and Jeremy is arguing that if you've had two glasses of wine, you can't consent to sex, which I think is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Well, let's not get caught up.
Because the only way around that, I think, lads, seriously, is to ban alcohol.
Yeah, no, and you're right. You're right. Don't engage with anybody that's had even two, even one drink. Have you had a drink tonight? Yes. Oh, I'm off. See you. Bye.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally what you're saying.
I'm saying to protect
when
you.
When do you own your responsibility is the question, isn't it, more than anything? When are you responsible for yourself?
Jonathan, we're both fathers. You have a daughter, I have two daughters, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
What will you be teaching your daughter when she's at that age where she's going out? Will you be teaching her to not go back to rooms with men when you were drunk?
Absolutely, of course.
Then we're in agreement.
I don't drink, and neither does my partner. Well, very rarely, sniffing a glass of wine.
Why will you tell your daughter never to go back to a hotel?
I'll tell my sons the same thing, though.
Well, why will you do that if it's okay? Why will you do that, then, if it's not an issue?
My question is, Jeremy, it's not that it's the issue yet, it's an issue. And like you said, it is dangerous, emissions drop. But my question is that, when do you stop owning responsibility?
And that's exactly the point that I've been trying to get through to Jeremy's head
here. Everybody across the board. Because well, everyone holds a drink different.
Yeah, everybody is in agreement that if somebody is KO'd, is absolutely twisted, can't even walk straight.
Exactly. If you have to carry it up to the bedroom, you're doing something fucking wrong.
Absolutely. But it's that definition. For example, with drink driving, they set a level that if you're above that level, you should not be driving your car. You're breaking the law. Can we, should we do the same thing where it comes to having sex? Maybe we should.
Well, if you wake up the next day and you can't remember what the sex was like the night before.
You can just say that.
But then obviously if you were to press charges, they would obviously check for the alcohol within the system.
It's too late then.
And no, the alcohol would be still there.
No, it won't.
Okay, well,
do you know nothing?
I think it is that, isn't it? It's a question of just morality more than anything else, isn't it?
I'm not for one second arguing that somebody who is very, very, very drunk can't consent to sex, yeah? My issue with this conversation is, where is that line?
Drunk is the line.
Define drunk, you can't.
I can't.
You literally can't.
You can't, Jeremy.
You cannot define drunk.
The law will say you're drunk up to a certain point and you could walk in a straight line down the road and do a bit in trapeze.
Okay,
but the law will say you're drunk over a certain limit.
The definition of drunk is affected by alcohol to the extent of losing control of one's faculties.
Okay, that wouldn't happen to you after two glasses of wine.
Okay, not three glasses of wine.
Happen to you after three glasses of wine either.
I know girls that would be. We know a woman that used to get drunk on two glasses of wine, Adrian.
No, you're talking absolute shite.
No, I'm not.
You are literally talking shite. Having two glasses of wine, that's it. Run a mile.
No, I'm saying it affects different people. We used to go
That's
out,
why there is no definition. But this is why there is no definition. Some people can skull two bottles of wine and not be a bother on them.
No,
and others might be drunk on one glass.
I'm not saying there should be a set limit of alcohol. It's on a case-by-case basis. As I said, the woman that we used to socialise with, that woman that we know, who would literally have two glasses of wine, she'd be falling over the place. Hi, you darling. Remember her? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was after two glasses of wine. So it affected her. Would she been able to give consent after two glasses of wine?
Again, my issue is...
Mind me, gentle line. You use common sense.
Because, as I said, where it comes to drink driving, the law sets a limit. Yeah. And the law says, if you've had more than this amount...
you can't set a limit for this because you're not going to have breathalyzers in the bedroom and stuff
so
like that.
So, therefore, an impossibility here.
No, it's not. You use your common sense. It's down to you. It's down to you to use your common sense. And if you are picking someone up in a nightclub at 3 o'clock or 3:30 and going back to have sex with them, chances are... they are locked. No? Is that not fair? Is that not fair?
What if you are as well? What if you're both on the same level of drunkenness?
Well, that's what happened to our friend who sent the message.
Let me go to...
is that not happened? What Gavin did? Well, let me ask Ross. Ross, you heard the story at the start about what Gavin did. He met a girl who was over from London at the weekend. Well, it wasn't recently. And he went back to her hotel room. They were both locked. Did he do anything wrong?
They both did something wrong. That's what you're saying. They both did it. So why does one person just get blamed on it? If they're both politically drunk, why is it just the man that gets blamed?
Well, no, the person that gets blamed.
I'm not pointing fingers saying, I'm not doing all that, like, oh yeah, it's woman's, like, the woman's fault. But there is actually women out there who cry on that. They look for men who are politically drunk. They go and have sex with them on the night, and the next thing, they're pregnant for them. I've heard the stories happen before.
No woman would do that. Why would any woman want to get pregnant with a one-night stand that they're never going to see again?
They might fancy the chap. They might be in love with a secret and be in love with him. I've seen it happen. I've actually seen it happen.
Women trapping men.
Are you that naive as well that you don't believe that happens?
No, it does happen in relationships. I don't believe that there's women going out to Temple Bar at the weekend.
Oh, you better believe there are.
No, I'm not saying. Listen, it's probably one in a million might do it.
But it does happen.
I've seen it happen. A woman who is mad about a man, absolutely mad, is chasing him for ages and ages, for months. I'd say even a year or two she was chasing him. And he was pissed drunk one night, and she made her move, she brought him home, she ended up getting pregnant, next thing she has a choice for him. And now he's in her life.
Whether he likes it or not.
I was 23 years of age, and I was politically drunk and taken home by a woman who was 38. I don't remember anything. I don't regret it, but, like, what can you do? Like,
okay,
you know
so
what I mean?
You don't remember anything. You don't regret it, but do you feel you were violated?
Nah, she was a stunner. She can do whatever she wants to me.
But Jeremy, you would say you were too drunk, you were taken advantage of.
No, it's up to the person whether or not they believe they were taken advantage of. If you don't believe that you were taken advantage of, then you're not going to press.
How many drinks, Jeremy, would it take for you to start getting that hazy the hazy drunk.
Completely.
Like, I know myself. Completely. I know myself depends. About 5 or 6.
Yeah, it depends.
5 or 6 points.
Yeah, if I'm tired, if I haven't had anything to eat, it'd happen a lot quicker. If it's after a meal and my gut is full, it would take a lot longer. But everybody knows we're all adults here. Like, Adrian's going on like we're 50, and we're all adults here. You know that when you stand
up, limit.
Yeah, when you stand up to go to the toilet and you feel the room starting to spin, you know, okay, that's it. Unfortunately,
yes. But sorry, Jeremy, how do you know that about somebody else?
Unfortunately, people like Adrian don't know when to stop.
No.
So you
how do you know? How do you know that about somebody else?
You're talking like a 12-year-old, Adrian.
I'm not.
Literally embarrassed.
You're the 12-year-old in this conversation. Two glasses of wine and you're palatic.
Ross, can you like he's
playing, sorry, Jeremy, that is what you said. Two glasses of wine. I mean, listen to yourself.
Some people can be lightweight if they haven't had food. If like, there's so many different things that can contribute to it.
Ross, unless you've an allergy to wine, I don't know anybody that would be palatable.
It all depends on what size. It all depends on what size of glass of wine it is as well.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that we're all in agreement that if somebody is very, very, very drunk, they can't consent to sex because they don't know their own name, okay? And my question today is, where is that line? And should we get to the stage that we, like our police force do, that we carry breathalyzers around with us just to be on the safe side?
No, what will you listen
but
to?
But that line is different for everyone. Yeah. The line is different for everyone.
Isn't that why we have the Gardaí breathalyze people? Because it determines the level of alcohol in your system.
Again, like it was said to McGregor, stop having sex with women. Just stop having sex with women that are drunk. Okay, and I don't even know why people like doing that, because drunk sex is messy.
Just other people would say drunk sex is the best sex they've ever had.
Well, maybe they will say that with your partner. That's different. But if you were taking...
Look at Ross here, delighted with life with a 38-year-old.
Yes, he is. But she was sober, was she, Ross?
No, she was drunk as well.
So you were both taking a chance. She could have woken
up... We didn't just meet at the end of the night. We'd been kind of...
I get that, Ross.
We'd been back and forth, I know, the whole night.
But can you imagine the fear of waking up the next day in that bed with her and she turns around and she says, sorry, Ross, I can't remember anything that happened last night. I didn't want to have sex.
I couldn't even imagine it. I wouldn't know what
that's
to think about.
Life fucked. There you go.
Okay, so what you're saying, Jeremy, is if you've had more than two drinks, just don't do it.
But the last lad was right. The last lad was right as well. Like, if a man goes in and says that he was taking advantage of it, it's looked on totally different.
Yeah, he'd be nearly laughed out of the Garda station.
Exactly. And they turn around and say, what are you complaining for? Do you know what I mean?
And in your case, that's how you feel. What would I be complaining for? Because she was a cracker and it was great and blah 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 blah.
Yeah, well, listen. If she, like, at the end of the day, if she had got pregnant from that, then I'd have been fucked. Like, do you know what I mean? I've been like, there's a kid that I didn't want at the time. You know, so there's like, the line is different for everyone. It is, and it's hard to judge. If you think someone's drunk by looking at them, and you have that in the back of your head, Jesus, she could question this the next day. Don't come near it.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Before that, though, Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? If fucking blackout drunk to the point, like, you can't walk, you can't see, you can't fucking string a sentence together, I don't think it's worth risk sleeping with someone, especially as a bloke, because there's just too much of a risk towards it. You know, 5 or 6 drinks each, I don't see any problem with that. Being high in what way? High on weed, because weed's different to fucking having a few drinks. You won't be in a fucked up state after a few joints like you would after a few pints. And then coke and whatever else, you'd be fucking just off your rocker. So yeah, it's just poxy, all right. As you said there, Jeremy, if she woke up the next day and said that she doesn't remember, then it's predatory behaviour from the man's point. So I just want you to answer, just out of curiosity, if he woke up the next morning and said that he doesn't remember, does that mean then it's predatory behaviour from her? Take it easy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just back to Sean's message that we played a moment ago. Sean, of course it's predatory behaviour if a woman has sex with a man and the man doesn't remember
anything
any of it.
Anything where you're taking advantage of someone who is inebriated.
And you could argue with Ross there a moment ago that 38-year-old did take advantage of him.
Yeah, but it's up to that person to decide whether or not they were taking advantage of him, whether or not they should press charge. Jesus, it's not school, lads. Why are people not grasping this? If you feel, be a male or female, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that after a sexual encounter that you did not consent to that, go to the guards, whether you're male or female. It's not rocket science.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Yeah, that's how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Niamh. What did you want to say on this?
I think it comes down to a judgment call and using your intelligence on both sides. You know, I think we all know when somebody is tipsy and when somebody is very, very drunk, you know, and everyone has different ways of dealing with alcohol. Like for me personally, for some reason, Prosecco goes straight to my head. I could have 3 or 4 drinks compared to 2 glasses of Prosecco and I'll be much drunker on the Prosecco. I don't know why. Maybe it's the bubbles. I don't know. But that's me. That's how I process it. Other people could probably have 2 bottles of Prosecco and be absolutely fine. But if you're standing at the bar and you're talking to a man or a woman, they can't string a sentence together. They're repeating themselves. The stories, you're hearing the same story 5 or 6 times in a row. They're pretty drunk. They're not in, you know, their mind isn't how it should be. They're probably not the best person to sleep with on either gender.
Okay, but the argument is, and I actually had this conversation with somebody recently, and the words this individual used was, isn't it sad that we can't have drunk sex anymore because drunk sex was the best sex? And he's talking about himself and women that he may have had sex with over the years. It was great. Just like Ross there a minute ago. No regrets. She was 38 and we ended up in bed together. Whoop-de-doo. He was delighted with life. Even though he doesn't really remember it. But the point being that if you're both drunk, okay, or if you're on the kind of the same level of drunkenness, who's at fault there?
I don't know who's at fault there. That's a really tricky one.
No, it's a simple answer, by the way, lads. Who's at fault or who's in the wrong there? The person who feels that they were taken advantage of, or the like. So, if in the case of Ross,
but they could both feel that.
Take each other to course, like, then. But in the case, Ross's story, he was happy that she was taken advantage of. So there's no law committed there.
But you have to be very careful on that one, because with both, and again, I'm not just going to pick on women here, because I'm sure some men do the same thing. You can't confuse regret with being taken advantage of. A lot of people wake up the next morning and remember they have a partner at home, or remember that such and go, oh, geez, I shouldn't have done that. And suddenly they're regretting it. Well, then, you know, they shouldn't have done it. There's nothing you can do drunk that you shouldn't do sober. So if you can't confuse the two, and a lot of people do. There's been a lot of men, and I am not standing up for predators, not for one second, because I am in no position to do that. I have been a victim myself of a sexual assault. But there are a lot of people that confuse regret, that wake up the next morning and use "I was too drunk to remember" because they know what they did and they regret it. And they don't want to get found out. So we have to be very, very careful that we're not calling people predators for the wrong reason.
Again, Niamh, this is the point that I've been trying to make all along. How do you define that? And how even... And I agree with you that, you know, regret might play a role in some of this. From men and women, by the way.
For both, yeah.
Yeah, for both. But regretting something isn't the same as being violated or taken advantage of, is it?
No, because...
So how do you define that then? How do you...
Well, it kind of is, because when you say you regret something, what you're saying is...
You're not actually saying that out loud, though. It's in your own head.
Yeah, but what you're saying is, I wouldn't have done it had I been in my right mind. In the same way...
No, you're not even saying that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the person took advantage of you. That means that you wouldn't have done it if you were sober, but you still did it. At the end of the day, there, if somebody, if you see somebody, and we've all seen it, leading somebody out of a club that literally cannot stand up.
Yeah, and I've seen that myself.
Person,
yeah, and
that person should be approached.
Absolutely.
And that person should be taken to safety. But there is a lot of, it's such a grey area. And it's so dangerous. And it's a horrible thing to say, because we all grew up in a time when, I saw a brilliant comment on your page, and it was some guy who said, sorry, I can't credit him because I can't remember who said it, but if I'd probably still be a virgin if I'd never had drunk sex. We grew up when all we had was to go to bars. We didn't have social media. We didn't have Tinder. We met people in public, one-on-one. Now, there was many occasions when people took advantage. It's not a new phenomenon. But to class every single person who has sex with somebody who is drunk as a predator is unfair, because they're not. 90% of people, they would never take advantage of somebody. They're both. I mean, it's very rare to have somebody in a nightclub who's stone cold sober, who will actually want to go for somebody who's drunk, because they'll just annoy them. They're the predators. If you're sober and you single out somebody who's drunk, you're a predator. But if you're sober, you're probably, Jeremy, you said it a million times, that drunk people can annoy you sometimes.
Yes, and they still
so
do, yeah.
Would you, and I'm not kicking you out, right, but just you personally, would you, if you were sober, if you weren't drinking, say you were doing a gig, after the gig, you said, you're not married, obviously, at this stage. You said, oh, do you know what? I'll go chat somebody up. Will you chat up somebody falling down drunk, or will you talk to somebody who you think is on the same level
as
you?
I see men always gravitate in clubs and bars. They always gravitate towards the drunkest women. Because men, and I'm not saying all men, and Darren's on the other line, he's going to get annoyed by me saying this, but men, I believe, are probably more predatory than women are. You don't see women doing the same thing. This is coming, Adrian, you know that as well. You've been working in clubs for years.
You only heard Ross's story there a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, that's one story. That's one story. But you do, Niamh, you do see men targeting locked women in clubs at the end of the night. You do, Adrian. But there's no point in lying about it. Men can be a bit more predatory than women. That's all I'm saying.
Perhaps, but I think if you are purposely targeting that because you simply want somebody that won't say no to you, then that's predatory. But if you're both drunk and you both are, you know, as I was saying, he was talking to that girl all night. What was he supposed to do? Get to a certain point in the night and go, oh, sorry, love, but I'm cutting you off now.
Yeah.
Because you have that extra point.
And that's literally the conversation we are having here.
How is he supposed to know?
Yeah. So he's flirting with this girl all night. She's flirting back with him.
Yeah.
And then come 2 o'clock in the morning, are you having one more drink? Oh, no, here, I'm off.
No, sorry, he's all off.
Bye-bye.
Better off now.
See ya. Darren wants to get in on this. Darren, what are you annoyed about?
Hello, lads. Who said I was annoyed?
Well, Jeremy seems to think you're annoyed.
You're always annoyed.
I'm annoyed at his... he said there, a simple answer, who's at fault? It depends on what the woman feels like. So he wants to prosecute someone based if a woman feels like she was violated or not. That's absolute bullshit.
Why is it bullshit?
Because that's like Helen McAtee with this hate speech bill. You cannot define hate. Hate to someone else is not hate to another person.
No, it's very
no, I gave a scenario.
Or Jeremy, it's like being pulled in by a guard. Were you drinking? Yeah, I had a few drinks, all right, but I'm okay to drive. I'm grand. There's not a bother on me. It's the same thing.
I gave an example there in a voice note, right? Let's say two people meet on a night out, have sex. The next morning, the two of them wake up thinking, I don't remember anything. I'm going to the guards. So the two of them go down to the guards, the man and the woman, and the very same story. Who do you think the guards are going to take seriously? Men are at an absolute serious disadvantage. If I had a son heading out on the pole, I'd get him to get written permission off them, or even video record consent before.
That's so sorry, then you are agreeing with everything I've said. The only thing
I'm agreeing to an extent. No, I don't agree with you saying it depends on the woman's feelings if she was violated or not.
Well, no, it's
like
not.
You're messing with people's lives. Like, you're messing with lads' lives.
I agree with you. So why take that chance? I'm that's all I've been saying from the time we started this. All I've said was that in order to protect yourself, yeah, In order to protect, things are different now than they were when we were all younger, where we all did this sort of stuff and we'd go out drinking and you'd go back at the house parties and all that. Things are different now and you have to protect yourself, and that's what I'll be telling my son. I'm sure if you have children, you'd be telling them that as well, Darren, that to protect yourself, do not go back. And this isn't victim blaming, it's just common sense. Do not have sex with inebriated women. Do not have sex with a woman that you nearly have to carry onto the bed, because it's morally wrong. And even if she is, quote, up for it, if she wakes up the next day and says, I regret it, you're screwed.
Yeah, well, if she woke up and wasn't attracted to the person she had sex with, she'd say that, yeah. But if she woke up next to Brad Pitt, she won't say a thing. That's what it comes down to. You know the way women always say, oh, I shouldn't have had sex with that lad last night? That's what that is, except she has the advantage to ruin that man's life.
And that goes back to the point that Niamh made a couple of minutes ago. There's a difference between regretting something and having actually been violated. There's a big difference.
Yeah, one's a feeling and one is fact.
Okay, so what about the point, and you've just said, if and when you have a son, you will tell him not to end up in bed with somebody at the end of any night, basically, for his own protection.
That's only because I know how dangerous women are these days. That's not to do with the man, that's just to do with the women.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. I've a few more calls to take in a second. Darren, stay there for a second. Let me bring in...
very low opinion of women, by the way. There are dangerous women out there, yeah? I would agree there are dangerous women out there. But protect yourself by just using common sense.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Now, what do you want to say, Jay?
Jeremy, common sense, unfortunately, goes out the window when alcohol is involved. And it's unfortunate, but people lower their ambitions, they lower... Put it this way, you do stuff in the bedroom when you're drunk that you would not even think of doing when you are sober. And that's just the God honest truth. Was your wife sober, stone cold sober, every time she had sex with you, Jeremy?
I don't think she was sober any time.
Exactly.
No, Jay,
what I'm saying is, I mean, when I come home from work or any of us come home from work, we're not jumping straight into bed. But when the kids go to bed and we get a few glasses or a few beers into us, that's what happens. You lower your ambitions, you get frisky. I've been telling you this for years, Adrian, you know that. I've been telling boys, I've been telling my son, he's at that age. Just when there's drink involved, just unfortunately, the day we live in now, no, you just have to walk away, lads. I mean, you know what my son is doing now? He has said it now, since he stood the other side where you lads stand on a night. Sorry, there's a truck going by me. The stuff he says. And it lit, and I says, yeah, well, that's what it's like when you are drunk. And he even said to me, Dad, is that really what it's like? I says, yes, you go back to the 80s, the 70s, the 90s. That's what we were like. You go into the nightclub sober, you meet somebody till you get drunk. You go back with each other. I mean, most children in Ireland wouldn't be born if it wasn't for alcohol. And that's just a cold, hard truth.
And I agree with you. And like I said, I had a conversation with somebody only recently who said some of the best sex I've ever had in my life was drunken sex. And that's just a fact of it.
No, everybody agrees on that, but we're in a different era now where you have to protect yourself. And that's what Jason's saying. There are women who will wake up the next day and they genuinely will not be able to remember what they did the night before. And they genuinely...
But if you show them, Jeremy, the video of the night before, 99% of the time, it's the girl swinging out with a lad and swinging on them and gyrating on them and instigating it. Unfortunately, I've worked in nightclubs like you. When you're sober, you see a lot more than when you're drunk. And you know that yourself. You really, really do. We all know girls that used to go to the clubs and they'd be in the corner waiting on certain fellas to come in to buy them drinks. They'd come in and leave with more money and piss drunk. Can you tell me one man that could walk into a nightclub or a pub anywhere in Dublin, stand at a corner and women will flock over and buy him drinks for the night? But us men are stupid. We do. We go over. We think we're in. Then these girls are laughing. You hear them. You've heard it yourself. And come on, I'll get them to buy you drinks as well. Oh, come on, we'll get a taxi home out of them. And then they get out of the taxi and leave them, wave them goodbye. I mean, that's what's happening out there.
Let me ask you then, Jay, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line in terms of consent and taking advantage of somebody who's drunk?
Where's drunk? Unfortunately, you tell me.
That's exactly the question that I asked you earlier.
I could drink more than Lorraine, okay? I could drink more than Lorraine. I can drink more than Jeremy. Adrian, you could probably drink more than me. But we all hit our drunk level at a different level. But if you start drinking with somebody, or even if you come in early in the night with somebody and you start drinking together slowly and you start building up there, you don't know what her level is like. And then she's trying to keep up with you then because she doesn't want to fall and go home. She wants to stay to be with you. And you want to keep the party going because in your head, oh, we're having a great time. This is going to lead to somewhere. But unfortunately, when we wake up the next morning, men can't use drink as an excuse. We're not allowed. We cannot say I did not consent. It's not allowed. And we cannot try and convict them of rape. It's just, it's not done. Women cannot rape men.
Someone did disagree with that, by the way. Someone disagreed
okay,
with
I
that.
Disagree with it. I disagree with it. I think a man can be just as sexually assaulted by a woman, but unfortunately, men don't look at it like that. And other men will go, what are you talking about? You got a free one. What are you giving out?
In the same way, when you see a story in the news, and one of these in the news every 6 months, of a male teacher who had a sexual relationship with one of his underage students.
Scumbag, predator, pedo, lock him up.
Pedo,
nonsense.
Now,
the other way around? Yeah, it's the other way around, what are the comments?
And there have been examples of it being the other way around, and yes, there have been cases where the female teacher goes down on the sex offenders register, but it would be a lot of people looking at that completely different.
Here's a scary one for you. Here's a real scary one. I'm not sure you. I'm out in England quite a bit, so I heard news. There's an 18-year-old boy at the moment locked up in Dubai for having romantic. It didn't say we had sex now with a 17-year-old. The 17-year-old's parents went to the police in Dubai, and he's after being locked up, and he's looking at 20 years for striking up a relationship. So that's the world we live in now, lads.
Okay, so you can't be too safe is really what you're arguing.
It's unfortunate. If you're not married now, lads, God bless you.
isn't there an old expression, and it's a horrible expression, but it really suits this conversation. You know the expression, what is it? A standing penis has no conscience.
No, it doesn't.
And that's not excusing men's behaviour. What it's saying is...
But Jeremy, men and women think of sex different. Sex to men and women are totally different. To a man, it's a means to an end. To a woman, it's an end to an means.
And unfortunately, men have to be much more clever and much more aware of what they're potentially letting themselves in for.
Yeah, but we need to teach our young people again, our kids, respect. We need to teach our girls that their body is such a precious thing that they should respect it. And if they respect it, trust me, blokes will respect it. But if a bloke sees a girl abusing her body, blokes are just like that. It's just in our nature. So, I mean, if people start respecting themselves, I've been saying this to my kids, you know, I have a lot of kids. I've done all right with them. Some people think I'm a holy Joe. I'm not. I don't go to mass, but I've taught all my daughters to respect themselves, not to get drunk. I've taught my sons not to pick up drunk girls. Don't go down dark alleyways with a load of blokes. Right, there's nasty people out there.
All right, Jay, great to talk to you as always. Thanks very much indeed. And thank you very much indeed, all of you, for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. By the way, if there is anything, just like Gavin, that you want us to debate on the Opinions Matter podcast, you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626 if there is anything that you would like us to debate on Opinions Matter.
And if there's anything to take from today's conversation, it's if you're going out this weekend or whatever the case may be, just use common sense. Just use common sense, because all it takes is hooking up with the wrong person and you're both drunk. And, you know, women have the parent situations like this, and she wakes up the next day. And just think of that, waking up the next day and she turns around and she says, I didn't want to have sex with you last night. That's it. Game over. If it goes to court, even if you're found innocent, your life is still ruined.
Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.